tether provides more evidence of its reserves. But once again, there's a catch. Good evening. I'm Mark Hoxton, and this is Late Confirmation from CoinDesk, bringing you the top stories from Thursday, November 1st, 2018. Also on today's show, Coinbase's head of trading has resigned after just 6 months on the job. CryptoKitties raised $15 million from tech giants Google and Samsung, and the New York Department of Financial Services has issued its latest bit license to a Bitcoin ATM deployer. Stay tuned for more on these stories on today's show. Tether, the company behind the controversial stablecoin of the same name, published a letter purporting to be from Deltek Bank and Trust Limited, confirming that Tether has about $1.8 billion in its account as of October 31st. However, the letter, dated November 1st, does not have a name attached to it, and the signature is essentially a curve. It looks like a doctor's handwriting. Moreover, the letter includes a few caveats. It was provided, quote, without liability, however arising, on the part of the bank or any affiliated individuals. And the letter is only based on information the bank has in its possession. That being said, Tether said in a blog post that Deltek conducted months of due diligence, including analyzing the company's compliance procedures, conducting background checks on the firm's shareholders, officers, and beneficiaries, and an assessment of Tether's ability to maintain a dollar peg for the USDT token. Deltek also looked over Tether's treasury management processes, according to the company, and will continue to evaluate its relationship on an ongoing basis. Coinbase's head of trading, Hunter Murghart, has resigned after just 6 months on the job, according to individuals familiar with the situation. The decision was reportedly finalized last week due to his concerns that he wasn't getting the resources or clarity he needed to build up Coinbase's institutional infrastructure. He follows former Coinbase Vice President and General Manager Adam White, who hired Murghart to the company earlier this year, away from his previous position as head of U.S. trading at Barclays. Murghart, as many of you know, went to BACT, the new trading platform being built by the parent of the New York Stock Exchange. While Murghart may have left Coinbase, the company still has a number of executives with institutional backgrounds, and it's planning to grow its institutional offerings. Part of the exchange's recent $300 million Series E fundraising round, which just ended, will go toward building up this aspect of the company, President and Chief Operating Officer Asif Hirji claimed in a recent Bloomberg interview. Dapper Labs, the company behind the development of the Ethereum-based CryptoKitties, just raised another $15 million from Google Ventures, Samsung Next, and Andreessen Horowitz, as well as some groups not usually associated with venture investing, such as William Morris Endeavor and Axiomatic. The funds come on top of $12 million raised earlier this year from the likes of A16Z and Union Square Ventures. Dapper Labs did not specify what the funds will be used for, but Chief Tech Officer Dieter Shirley did hint at a new release in the coming weeks revolving around building new experiences for users of decentralized apps. The company has already put up a teaser page on its website. Shirley told CoinDesk that the company's ultimate mission is to, quote, bring a billion people to the blockchain. We think blockchain has real value for consumers, but we're never going to get them to see that by explaining it. Tell me about it. Finally, the New York Department of Financial Services has just issued its 12th bit license, this one to Bitcoin ATM operator CoinSource. The company first applied for the state's landmark license in 2015 and has worked with the regulator to comply with all its requirements, General Counsel Arnold Spencer told CoinDesk. The company has grown from a handful of employees and only a few dozen machines to more than 20 employees and 200 machines in the time since. And it's consistently seen its revenue grow through the past spring, according to Spencer. There are already 40 Bitcoin ATMs in New York State. Spencer added that CoinSource has developed its own proprietary compliance software, allowing for customers to quickly conduct know-your-customer procedures. All they need is a driver's license, a selfie, and a cell phone number to register, and they can receive approval within a few minutes. Right now, customers can only buy or sell Bitcoin at an ATM, but the company plans to enable transactions should it receive money transmitting licenses from all 50 states. To date, it already has 19, with 15 currently pending. For more on today's stories, or to subscribe to our newsletters, check out Coindesk.com. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Coindesk. As a side note, in honor of the 10-year anniversary of the Bitcoin white paper, Coindesk has published a series of features celebrating this milestone. To read our special series, visit coindesk.com/category/bitcoin-white-paper-reviewed/. Finally, email us directly with notes, questions, or just to say hi at lateconfirmation@coindesk.com. For Coindesk, I'm Mark Hochstein, and this has been Late Confirmation. Thanks for listening.